Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, science has confirmed that beer goggles do exist. Let's talk about that in a few minutes. Here's some songs or commercials.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's the weekend. Maybe you're out having a good time. I would like you to know that science has confirmed that beer goggles really do exist. A new study found that a couple of beers is all it takes for men to find more women attractive. Here's what I'd like to say. Maybe, sure. A total of 84 men took the study. I'm going to do that off of 84 men. I'm going to believe that. Found that drinkers were less prejudicial about whether fatter women were desirable or not after consuming. That's a bad study. I don't like that study. That's a bad study. That's not a fair. I don't like that. I don't like that. You're all good looking. We all are. You ever think about that? We're just like, you know what? You know who's attractive? A very small percentage of people is what we find attractive. The rest of us look weird. That's not fair. How about the rest of us form an alliance together against the really attractive people? And we say, you know what's good looking? This. Right?
Ah. Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, wake up. Wake up. Wake up, you in the car. Are you a zombie driver? That's what we're going to talk about in a few minutes. Wake up.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Help. All right. A recent survey of 2,000 U.S. drivers found that more than a quarter of Americans are zombie drivers. I assume you're driving a car right now and you're not huddled around the family radio in the living room waiting for the news. You're driving your car right now, and this says 27% of respondents admitted to zoning out while driving. And 55% said they often don't feel like they're driving on autopilot. I can read. When asked why zombie driving so often occurs, 49% happens when they have a lot on their mind. So wait. So here's the thing. Here's what I would like to talk about is oftentimes in articles or research, it'll say the headline is 27% of Americans are zombie drivers. Yeah, well, you know what you could also say is 73% of Americans pay attention while they drive, right? I don't know. Americans seem to enjoy multitasking on the road. You're listening, driving. 55% admit to eating while driving. 51% reported talking on the phone. And 36% checking their phone for notifications. Interestingly, when drivers are put in the passenger seat, they seem to be a bit more cautious. I don't know. What are you? Are you a zombie driver? Did I just wake you up or did I put you into a trance? Oh, dear.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, a Florida teen is bit by a shark while surfing, but like not really bad.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody. A Florida teen is bit by a shark while surfing. A teenager was bit on his foot by a shark while he was surfing in Florida. He was paddling his surfboard when he was attacked. He suffered minor puncture wounds and was treated at the scene. Doesn't that feel like that was an accident? Like the shark was just like, nom, 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 nom. I'm just swimming by, chomping on things. Oh, I'm sorry. Was that a foot? I'm so sorry. Like, why do we assume that sharks are, like, trying to eat everyone? What if they're just swimming through the ocean, just trying to bite things that are in their way? And he's like, oh, we couldn't hear it. You can't speak shark. He's like, I'm so sorry. That was a foot. Ugh, I don't even like feet. I'm so sorry. Trust me, I don't like to eat feet. That wasn't, and then he's like, the guy's already freaking out. That's what I take from it. Because if he really wanted to, wouldn't he have done more? It was an accidental shark bite.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
What are the sexiest nations? That's what we're going to talk about. What are the sexiest nations? Make a list in your head. Stick around. In a few minutes, we'll compare notes.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody. Are you in one of the sexiest nations right now? I presume you're listening to this in America, in Missouri, in the Springfield area. Do you think we're one of the sexiest nations? Oof, I don't know. I don't know. Okay, so a poll conducted by website Big 7 Travel among its $1.5 million audience revealed that tourists find Ukrainians to be the sexiest nation on the planet. Do I know any Ukrainians? Paul Manafort worked with Ukrainians. He wasn't sexy. Isn't sexy. Huh. Okay. Actress Mila Kunis, who is indeed Ukrainian roots and was born in the city of Chernivtsi, Chernivtsi. All right. Apart from Ukrainians, the nation that made it the top 10 include Danes, the Danish, Filipinos, Brazilians, Australians, South Africans, Italians, Armenians, English, and Canadians. That's a lot. That's accent related a lot, right? Don't you think it's accent related? We find accents to be charming. I studied abroad in Wales in college for a semester, and I felt like I went like I was two notches more interesting to the opposite sex because I had an accent. That's the only reason. So America is number 45. Guys, we got to up our sexy game, right? The Danes are beating us. There you go. All right, everyone. Try to be sexier. We've got to work on this for the next list. Try to be sexier.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's summertime. It's hot. Here are some observations about going to the pool. Coming up in a few minutes.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, it's the weekend. It's the hot summer weekend. And maybe you've gone to the pool. Here's what I would like to say about going to the pool. When you are a parent and you have young kids, I have two young kids, you're always wondering if you're doing a good job, right? Because there's no guidelines for parenting. There's no one gives you this like a rule book. I don't know. There are like guardrails, but you're always wondering because it is, everyone's so different. You're wondering if you're doing a good job or not, right? But if you want to find out if you're doing a good job, go to the pool because you'll see other parents and their parenting styles, and you get to walk away from that encouraged. You're like, maybe I am doing a good job. Maybe I am. So if you want to feel good about yourself as a parent, go to the pool. This is true of any public place where we all have to parent in front of each other. It's no fun to parent in front of each other. But I'd say if you want to feel better, go to the pool.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Finally set the record for balancing the running lawnmower on his chin. A man did this. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right. Hey, everybody. We have a lot of advancements in science, technology. You know, President Kennedy put it out there. Let's put a man on the moon by the end of the decade. And I'll be darned if we didn't do it. Well, now we've achieved something else. A man broke a Guinness World Record by balancing a running lawnmower on his chin for 3 minutes and 52 seconds. We've done it, everybody. We've done it. What is there left to tackle? The man said he trained for over 3 years before attempting the stunt in Boise last month. The previous record was 3 minutes and 1 second. That man is no longer with us. Wow. So these stories really have a balance between wow and why are you practicing for 3 years for that? I guess so some guy in Missouri will talk about you on a radio show. Like, I don't know. It is impressive. Yes, it's impressive. Also, what if you live next to this guy? You'd be like, that guy's a crazy person. He's nuts. If you live next to him, you're not impressed. If you're just hearing about it, you're kind of impressed. Congratulations, America. We did it.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
For real, drive-through fast food employees, you have a dangerous job. Burger King, something happened there. Stick around. We'll talk about it.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
All right, a Florida woman. What do you know? What do you know? Threw hot coffee in a Burger King worker's face during an argument in the drive-thru lane. Okay, so she's in the drive-thru. She's in the drive-thru getting in an argument with the employee. And she's like, you know what? I'm going inside. She went inside, continued to argue. So the woman grabbed a cup of hot coffee and threw it in the victim's face. Whose coffee was that? Was it her coffee? Did she grab it from someone else? Did she pour it? They're arguing, and then she just quietly goes over and starts pouring herself some hot coffee. The woman's like, why? I thought we were in an argument. And then she just grabs it and throws it at her face. The woman also scratched the victim before leaving the restaurant with her mother. Her mother was there. Yeah. Police found the woman at home later in the day and arrested her. She was charged with felony aggravated battery. The victim suffered burns to her face, arms, and hands. That's serious, man. That's serious. I'm being 100% sincere here when I say fast food employees, you guys take care of yourselves. People be crazy with that stuff. Good job, everybody. Thanks for manning that drive-thru late at night. I'm serious. I bet that's not easy.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Kevin Costner says there was a Bodyguard 2 in the works featuring a surprise actress. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, tennis fans. One thing I'd like to say here regarding tennis. One, I grew up playing tennis. My dad was a tennis coach. I played tennis a lot. And it feels like we as Americans used to watch tennis a lot more than we used to. Is it going the way of like boxing and horse racing? I don't know. Good question. But this is a great story. A 15-year-old, Corey Coco Gauff, I'm not sure how you pronounce her last name, she made her tournament debut and beat 5-time Wimbledon champion Venus Williams. She is the youngest player to advance to Wimbledon's main draw through qualifying rather than direct entry. Wow. She's from Delray Beach, Florida. She's African-American, and Venus Williams was a huge idol to her. And she went and beat her. How about that? Maybe you can... Maybe you're wondering, hey, I don't know if I can do this thing. this feels like too big of a dream or a goal. Well, remember her. She worked really hard until she was 15 and then got to do it. Don't you ever feel like when you're older and someone achieves their dreams at 15, you're like, oh, good job. Like when you watch American Idol, you're like, have you really been through enough? I don't know. But this is a great story. Good job, Coco.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9. The Beat.
Kevin Costner says there was a Bodyguard 2 in the works featuring a surprise actress. Stick around.
Mystery Jeff on 92.9 The Beat.
Hey, everybody. What's up? It's the weekend. All right. Kevin Costner nearly starred in the Bodyguard sequel with Princess Diana. He said the late princess was nervous about one thing in particular, a kissing scene. Sure. But she was going to be in it? How do you do that well? You know what I mean? Like, I understand you'd get a lot of attention for that, but how could she do that well? Especially when you're replacing Whitney Houston. You can't replace Whitney Houston. Like, and I will also love you. Ooh. You know what I mean? I don't know. I think I probably would have seen it. I would have watched it. He got the script the day before she died in a car crash. How tragic was that? But that's super interesting. I don't think a sequel would have gone that great, right? What do you think? Be sure to email me at 1-800